Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, December 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Quick look at diaries to start out with. We do have a great diary by Basil about a new plugin for volatility. This plugin does help you do memory forensics and extract a number of pretty useful objects from memory. For example, you can get your Firefox browsing history, Firefox cookie, and then the one that I actually kind of like the most, you can extract Java IDX files. So, for example, if you suspect that a malicious Java file was involved, you can extract it right from your memory image. Overall, memory forensics is becoming larger and larger with the size of the memory that you typically find in compromised systems. Lots of malware may not necessarily express itself on your disk, but instead you will find the artifact that you're looking for in memory. And members of the Chromium team, which is the open source part of Google's Chrome browser, suggest to mark HTTP explicitly as unsafe in future versions of the browser. There isn't a lot of detail yet as to how this will exactly work, but ultimately they're trying to distinguish three different security levels. Level one, or secure, would be where it's a valid HTTPS site. Then they have a dubious level, which is, well, HTTPS, but maybe not the latest version of TLS or using some passive mix resource, and finally non-secure, which would be HTTP or just a broken HTTPS. The problem they're trying to solve is that users really don't get a warning if a website impersonated a secure website and it just impersonates an HTTP copy of that website. For example, SSL Strip is a tool that takes advantage of this problem. Not exactly sure how this will look. I could imagine something like maybe a red background in the URL bar for HTTP, but essentially what they're trying to do is, instead of just using the absence of an indicator, right now you only see the lock if there is actually HTTPS in play. They want to introduce a new indicator explicitly marking HTTP as insecure. Just a proposal right now, but according to this posting, they expect to actually implement that sometime in 2015. And of course, for operators of websites, this may then push them to implement HTTPS in order to not be perceived as insecure. Now, then there is some buzz about a Linux vulnerability named the Grinch. Now, this is another attempt to sort of brand name a vulnerability. Overall, this isn't really so much a vulnerability. It's really more an overlooked configuration choice that's related to PolicyKit or PolKit. PolKit allows you to do, well, a little bit like what sudo does. With PolKit, you basically can, in a very fine-grained way, usually more fine-grained than sudo, assign certain admin privileges to specific users. And similar to sudo, that's often done by group. So you already have your wheel group for users who are able to run sudo. This group usually now is assigned special privileges with a PolKit, so it no longer needs sudo, and with that no longer needs to enter a password. Problem here is this feature is not very well known among sysadmins. Ubuntu, for example, is the one distribution where I keep running into it, but various versions of Fedora and such, Fedora, do have this tool installed. To actually use it, you need a second tool, a PackageKit. PackageKit is sort of a set of tools that allow you to actually use these policies, and pkcon is the tool that you would then use to essentially take advantage of these admin privileges. The proof of concept exploit, which really isn't that much of an exploit, it's really just a description in how to use this tool, allows you, for example, as a member of the wheel group, to install various packages and with that to persistently elevate your privileges. So what's the problem here? Why is this different than sudo? The big difference is there is no password required. With sudo, you typically do have to enter your password unless you specifically configure it not to ask for it. And how do you protect yourself? Well, make sure that you have the minimum number of users in the wheel group or whatever group you assign for administrators. And then all accesses to Polkit are logged. So log review will also help you, similar as it does with sudo. Overall, I don't think that's really a big deal. It's a privilege escalation vulnerability at best, but it's really not as much a vulnerability as really just a configuration choice. So review your Polkit rules, become familiar with the tool. Probably that's most important if you have to administer a machine that uses this mechanism. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.